Good Thursday. Today is March the 13th, and you're listening to My Farm. Wadic Commodity Classic. I had a chance to catch up with Tom Fontana. Now, Tom is Director of Research and Education for the Ohio Soybean Council, and we chatted a little bit about the research that's being conducted locally with your checkoff dollars to make a real difference for Ohio farmers. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm joined today by Tom Fontana. Tom is Director of Research and Education with the Ohio Soybean Council. Tom, thanks for joining us. We are out in Denver, Colorado at Commodity Classic. A lot of exciting things going on, meeting with farmers and organizational members from all across the country. But we want to focus first off today on some bigger project type things going on with the NCSRP, the North Central Soybean Research Program, and a lot of joint state venture type research that goes on through that, things that are bigger than just Ohio. But to maybe highlight a few of the projects that have been undertaken by that organization that definitely have impact on Ohio.
Thanks, Dusty. It's a pleasure to be with you. We had North Central Soybean Research Program board meeting on Saturday morning, and there were a number of projects that were highlighted. One was the SCN Coalition, mm-hmm. Soybean Cyst Nematode Coalition. Got an update on that, on how they're communicating with farmers in a wide variety of ways to make sure farmers understand how serious of an issue soybean cyst nematode is. And they're using social media and print media and video and any way they can get the word out there. And they're showing that farmers are spending time thinking about soybean cyst nematode and controlling it. So it was good to see that the percentage of farmers is increased by, like, in the last 5 years of farmers who were somewhat knowledgeable at SCN from like 39% to the mid-50s. So hopefully they can keep that going. The other part of that is testing programs. We have one in Ohio, most of the states do, and Soybean Cyst Nematode Coalition encourages that testing. It's a nice group. The group is not only state soybean organizations, but United Soybean Board and industry folks like Syngenta and Corteva and others who are involved in the coalition.
When it comes to soybean cyst nematode, I think we're really fortunate in Ohio with Dr. Horacio Lopez-Nicora. The work he does, he really has a passion about making farmers aware of that as the number one yield robber across the country. But also hats off to the Soybean Council for stepping up and helping to underwrite the cost of at least two of those tests per farm every year for farmers across the state. And as a result, we found it being identified in some counties we didn't know about before.
That's right. There were a number of counties in the latest survey that in Ohio, I think across the north central region from Pennsylvania over to Kansas up to North Dakota and so forth, I think they found 33 new counties in just a year. Not in Ohio, but all areas. And the other thing that's important is to make sure you monitor how severe the infestation is and so forth, and so you can help those farmers. Horacio is a great proponent for SCN testing and management. He actually, the gentleman who talked to us at NCSRP is from Nebraska, but his co-leader is Horacio. So we're really pleased that he's really involved with that.
Good to see. Any other things going on with NCSRP that maybe we should be aware of?
Well, another one they were looking at is deals with the soybean breeders in mm-hmm. a wide variety of states. Leah McHale from Ohio used to run the program. She has three kids. She decided to give up running it, but still works with it. And Aaron Lorenz out of Minnesota runs it. And they have created a big database on genetic material and so forth. They're trying to get the information together so that they can speed up the breeding process a little bit. That's difficult to do oftentimes because once you have a variety, then you have to test it in the field and you have to make sure that it meets all the regulations and so forth. But they're working on building yield and protein and oil profile in soybeans feed market, or you can meet the fuel market with the oils. That's an interesting project where a lot of researchers are working together. As you mentioned, the idea is for with NCSRP is to work on projects that cover a wide the whole region or a major part of the region, and to have researchers at all different universities work together and not duplicate research. Mm-hmm. So our goal in Ohio is not to duplicate NCSRP research, but add to it or do Ohio-specific research that's important to the state.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more from Tom after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to continue our conversation now with Tom Fontana with the Ohio Soybean Council, talking about the research, Ohio-specific research that's important to the state, and a lot of that going on at the Ohio State University. Talk about some of the projects currently being funded by the Ohio Soybean Council.
We talked about Horacio Lopez Nacora and SCN. That's very important. We have a number of projects where they're looking at soils. Our farmers are interested in soil interactions, fungi and beneficial insects or nematodes or whatever in the soil, microbes, bacteria that may help soybean plants thrive. They're also looking at those things that cause problems for soybean plants. Not only soybean cyst nematode, but issues like white mold has become an issue lately in Ohio. Looking at management of that. Working on Phytophthora, which is the number one disease issue in Ohio. Plant pathologists are doing that. An important one is the work we do with weed monitoring and control. Alyssa Essman at OSU has a program where extension folks all across the state monitor weeds and mm-hmm. fields and keep track of any new outbreaks, new weeds that are showing up in Ohio, or which ones are most prominent, and then providing information on how to manage those weeds and hopefully control them.
Very good. And it's neat to see that those dollars are coming back in very practical ways to Ohio farmers for real solutions to the challenges that they're facing. Well, let's change directions now a little bit. Research, an important part of your title, and we've talked a lot about that. But the education component, also very important, and probably sort of the golden child, if you will, of what's been going on with the Ohio Soybean Council, the Grow Next Gen program. Tell us more about that and some of the exciting successes they've seen.
Well, Grow Next Gen is a very special program. It really went active about 12 years ago, about this time. Our soybean farmers decided that they really wanted to make a connection in Ohio classrooms. And there are two reasons they wanted to do that. One is to make sure students understood more about our industry and understood where their food comes from and so forth. And the other is that hopefully if they learn more about our industry, they'll want to consider a career in agriculture. There's such a wide variety of careers available. So, Grow Next Gen was started. It's to make the connection of science and agriculture in the classroom. The idea was the best way to get the students is through their teachers. But we have all kinds of information on our Grow Next Gen website. We have curriculum for teachers. We have e-learning courses for students. We have career videos. We do a wide variety of teacher workshops every year where we show classroom activities they can use, give them materials and supplies they can take back to their classroom. It's interesting. Most teachers who take one of our workshops, when we do a survey with them, they say they will use the materials between 6 and 7 years in their classroom. So we figure we've reached probably over 500,000 students in 12 years through Grow Next Gen in the classroom. And we've, you know, many, many teachers. One of my favorite ones, which is not so much middle and high school, which is our focus, is a program called Chick West. Mm-hmm. Chick West has been out there. I just celebrated my 20th anniversary with the Soybean Council. When I started, Chick West was already done. It's a 4-H program. Mm-hmm. I thought a few years into my career, we'd be finished doing it. Every year we do probably on average 150 third and fourth grade teachers, and they hatch chicks in their classroom. And one of the good stories is Akron City Schools does it with their teachers, third grade teachers, every year. So that's really good. Kids learn how to hatch chickens in 21 days, and why is it important? Chickens are our number one customer for soybean meal. Really, really good program. It reaches a lot of urban, suburban, and rural students around Ohio.
Anytime you can have that connection developed, that's always positive. And a positive for us at the Ohio AgNet has been anytime we get to interact with those teachers that have participated in Grow Next Gen, the enthusiasm they have for the subject matter that they've gained through that program and through the peers that they've met and worked with and then can take back to their classroom is just amazing. And the positive things that have flown out of that as well.
Yeah, it's fun that there are some teachers here, and I always enjoy talking to them. I don't know if you've met her at past Commodity Classics. There's a lady from New Jersey that has totally embraced this whole program, and she works to help spread the word.
Always good to hear. Well, again, my guest today is Tom Fontana. Tom's Director of Research and Education at the Ohio Soybean Council. Tom, thanks so much for the update today and for all your work. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.